Simon & Schuster Audio presents Letters for Emily by Cameron Wright. Read by Jeffrey DeMunn.
My bed is frigid and the room dark. I've placed many blankets on my bed, but they don't stop the cold Wasatch wind that penetrates to my bones. I stare through the window at my snow-covered plants and realize I will miss my garden. My garden has taught me that every living thing must die. I have watched it happen now for scores of years. I only wish I could have a few more summers in my garden with Emily. I have other grandchildren, and I don't mean to play favorites, but the others live far away and seldom visit. Emily visits with her mother every Friday. Though our ages are more than 7 decades apart, Emily and I are best friends. My name is Harry, a laughable name for a man who's been completely bald most of his life, but Harry or not, it's my name nonetheless. It was my father's name before me and his father's before him. I wish I could say it was a name I passed on to my own son. I can't. When he was born and it came time to give him a name, we chose Bob instead. He rarely visits. He never writes. Now, on occasion, I wish I had named him Harry as well.